USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to organized labor. During an event at the White House, Biden saying labor unions built the middle class. 2 days after Labor Day, Biden honored Richard Trumka, the longtime AFL-CIO chief who died last month. He added worker power is essential in rebuilding the economy after the worst of the pandemic. Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is speaking as a giant Robert E. Lee statue is removed from Richmond. The governor saying the removal was well overdue and proves Virginia is an inclusive state.
This is a long time coming, part of the healing process for Virginia to move forward, to embrace diversity, to be a welcoming state, to be inclusive, and to let people know that our lights are on and our doors are open.
This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Folks in Mexico are recovering from an early morning earthquake.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Americans are satisfied with how safe they feel while on the job. A new Gallup survey puts the number of workers who are completely satisfied at 72%. That number also applies when looking at how employees view their relationships with coworkers. The number sat just at 65% last year during the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen temporal scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are looking into the vetting process of Afghan refugees.
A group of 32 House Republicans have sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas demanding more information on the vetting process being used on the thousands of Afghan refugees arriving in the U.S. More than 31,000 have already arrived, and that number could grow to as many as 50,000 by the end of the month. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is one of those lawmakers who signed on to that letter and tells Fox News that the U.S. needs to know what these refugees did in Afghanistan.
Right now, the vast majority of people coming in as refugees are coming in on a parole. They're not SIVs. The vast majority are coming in as a parole that Homeland Secretary Mayorkas is able to use. We've asked for very specifics. We think there's a lot of generalities being stated out there. We don't know what they did in Afghanistan. What were they doing in Afghanistan, these individuals? There are a lot of them that were helping U.S. troops and soldiers and deserve certainly to receive SIV status, etc.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
There are almost 11 million job openings across the United States. That's according to the Labor Department, which put July's number at 10.9 million. That's way above expectations, and it dwarfs the number of those looking for work. That figure is 8.7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.